This weekend, Cleveland throws a perfect season parade. But in this case, perfect means perfectly awful. The Browns lost all 16 games this season, just the second team ever to do that. The parade is a joke, but also meant to send a message. Here's Matt Richmond of WCPN IdeaStream.
The Browns joined the NFL 68 years ago, and for decades were one of the most successful teams. But in 1996, owner Art Modell moved the franchise to Baltimore. It became the Ravens. Cleveland waited 3 years to get the franchise they have today. And since then, the team hasn't had much success. 10 years without a winning season. The owner promises to bring back embattled head coach Hugh Jackson next year, even though he's now posted a 1-31 record over the past two seasons. And that brings us to tomorrow's parade. Jay Demigal's at a parade float steering committee meeting at a local bar. He and a few friends are putting together a float.
So that's a plan. Milton's got candles made. Now, I was going to dress up as Santa Claus and drive. Ron, as part of your hazing, you're going to be the brownie elf.
The idea for the parade got started on Twitter a year ago, when the Browns looked to be on the way to an 0-16 season. It was shelved when the team won a game. But then the unimaginable happened. It got worse. Jay Demigal sees the parade as a warning shot across the bow of ownership for fielding a lousy team year after year.
Somebody's still making money off of it, and they're making money off of us.
A lot of money.
And the players, I know, they're doing their best with whatever they can do, but it's just not fair to the city.
I'm standing outside First Energy Stadium. A few years ago, a local comedian dubbed it the Factory of Sadness. Temperatures are expected to hover around 4 degrees tomorrow. The route is a counterclockwise circle around the stadium, representing a zero. Not everyone is on board with this parade.
I will not be attending a perfect season parade.
Clevelander Lionel Smith isn't buying the parade organizers' arguments that it will affect billionaire owner Jimmy Haslam.
He's already embarrassed. There's not too many 0-4 teams ever in the league. He's the laughing stock of the league. We don't need to parade this.
But Chris McNeil, who hatched this idea last year, disagrees. He says since then, feelings on both sides have hardened.
Around Thanksgiving, I was saying there's three things that you don't want to bring up at Thanksgiving dinner: politics, religion, and the Browns' perfect season parade.
It's expected that thousands will attend. Only 2 years ago, about 1 million Cleveland Cavaliers fans flooded downtown streets for the city's first championship parade in more than a half century. Tomorrow will mark something very different. For NPR News, I'm Matt Richmond in Cleveland.